I want to bring in somebody who actually knows a lot about selling guns. I want you to meet Chris Jacob. He's vice president of the American Firearms Retailers Association. He's the owner of the Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range and Gun Store in San Rafael, California. Chris, it's great to have you here. First of all, how is business under President Obama? Because everything I read says gun sales have been going up. Every time he talks about guns, gun sales go up.
It's been busy. And certainly I think that shows, as Taya said earlier, that there's a very serious concern in this country about personal security. And the sheriff is right. They do everything they possibly can to make sure they get there as quickly as they possibly can. And my question is actually focused around law enforcement as well. There are 53,000 licensed gun dealers in the United States who stand behind the counter and say no to people all day. We feel it's our responsibility to make sure that people who have a criminal past, people who are mentally ill or are having a bad day, don't get possession of firearms. So we assist law enforcement all the time in the process of making sure that those things don't change hands inside our commercial market if they shouldn't. It's a very serious responsibility for us, and as a group, we take it very seriously. My question is around the executive order related to the investigators, the inspectors, the adding of 200 inspectors who are more on the auditing and record-keeping side. Why not add 200 ATF agents on the law enforcement side to keep the criminals and the bad guys out of the stores in the first place? I mean, the problem seems to me to be, you mentioned dealers who are less responsible than others, and certainly it's possible that those folks are out there. But if we can enforce the laws that already exist, the tens of thousands of gun laws that are on the books right now, it might create a very significant deterrent and getting those people in the
store. Let me also point out the number of ATF agents during your administration has actually declined. So even if you hired 200
not
more,
not because of my budget,
but even if you hired 200 more, it'll get it to what it was right before you
took
office.
Well, look, first of all, there are a whole bunch of responsible gun dealers out there. And my hope would be that those gun dealers would support making sure that everybody's following the same rules that they are. That's number one. Number two is we're not writing a new law. Only Congress can do that. This is about enforcing existing laws and closing what has grown into a massive loophole where a huge percentage of guns, many of whom end up being traced to crime, are not going through the responsible gun dealers, but are going through irresponsible folks who are not registered as doing business. And the whole goal here is to clarify and to put on notice that if you're a business, even if you don't have bricks and mortar, then you're supposed to register and you're supposed to conduct background checks. So the issue is not where you do it, it's what you're doing. And that should not be something that threatens responsible gun dealers across the country. In terms of the ATF, it is absolutely true that the ATF budget has been shrank because, has been shrunk. It's a little late, but you know, you knew what I meant.